This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you. And Dave.
Sorry about that. I saw something shiny out the window.
It happens, right? I feel you. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And what we're talking about is this... a phenomena where, in many cases, leftists will say things like, Sweden is a model for democratic socialism. And we're going through a list of things that are not terribly democratically socialist about Sweden and would surprise, I think, many Americans generally and leftists generally. So I'm just going to go through the list that we read here and then go on with it here. So they've got fewer trade restrictions, a more deregulated product market, no Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac to help you out with your mortgage. There's no occupational licensing or minimum wage laws. I think that's a stunning one. That should have been first. I mean, no occupational licensing? How do we do it? What about the dentists? What about the contractors? Are their houses just falling down? Are their teeth rotting out of their mouths? I hear that's happening in Great Britain, but I don't know about Sweden. I don't know much about Sweden either. I'm just reading here from the AEI's website and the things that they're saying here. But I tend to I see the point, and it's the American Enterprise Institute is what AEI stands for, by the way. So the abolition of taxes on property, gifts, and inheritance. So no property tax, no gift tax, no inheritance tax, no death tax.
Yeah.
And this is, these people that want 90% income tax all support all the other taxes, too.
But here's another thing about these countries like Sweden, for example. I don't think they've spent a good portion of their government budget defending other countries.
Yes, that's absolutely true. The United States spends a great deal of money on its military. And I think Trump, instead of hassling the NATO countries about paying their fair share, should have just cut down the U.S.'s amount that it was putting in its military in order to show that, hey, look, this is what happens. But that's my opinion on it all.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about this idea of a 90% tax bracket because it gets floated out there. Bernie Sanders is going to get more traction, and they're going to talk about that. Think about this for a second. If you're a person who would be in this top tax bracket, you pick the number. Is it $500,000 per year in income? Is it $1 million per year? Is it $10 million per year? Whatever the number is that you think is appropriate for taxing somebody at 90%. What about the house they live in and the sales tax they would pay on things, and there's taxes on your cell phone. There's taxes on everything out there. The state income tax too. What about those things? Doesn't that push you up above 100% as far as income goes? And then if that's so, and which it obviously is, do you think that those people are going to want to make money? Is the idea, I just saw a Project Veritas release where an ABC correspondent said that we need fewer billionaires. The kind of mouth-breathing dullard that would say this nonsense is, it's stunning. It's stupid to say we need fewer billionaires. That's like saying we need fewer marquee players on our basketball team. For those of you who don't know what a marquee player is, it's a player that is just a better player. He's the big name. Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Jordan, these kind of things. It would have been Scottie Pippen, too, had Michael Jordan not been on the Bulls at the time. But these are the people that are very, very good in your economy. The world would be a worse place without Jeff Bezos doing what he does. And I'm not saying he should get, you know, like, we shouldn't roll out the red carpet for this guy necessarily, but don't make it incredibly difficult for him to do what he does. And the idea that you want fewer billionaires... it's insane. What we want are the billionaires incentivized to do their work, whatever that might be, to create things in the marketplace. And without that, that's bad, bad news, and it's going to be bad for the economy. And so a 90% tax bracket is just going to make it so that people who don't want to work, you're going to give the money to the most inefficient organizational model the world has ever known, and that's the state. And you're going to get rid of the most efficient moneymakers in the marketplace. I mean, what kind of stupidity is this? It's just stunning to me.
Well, my thought on this, too, is I had a real epiphany when I was walking around in Vietnam last year.
Okay.
Okay. The Communist Party is the 1%. The state in that country is the 1%.
Right. You can have the state be a bunch of the 1% be a bunch of billionaires that you don't have much control over, and really don't have that much control over you.
And they make the laws.
Right.
You know, and the thing is it's kind of like the democratic socialist types. What do they think that all of a sudden greed is going to disappear when they give all this power to a centralized authority?
I mean, Soviet Politburo thought that they deserved cars more than everybody else. I mean, look at I wanted to say Al Gore, but look at politicians.
Yeah.
They're happy to fly around in private jets.
Yeah.
You know, because where they're going and what they're doing is important. What you're doing, well, you should ride a bicycle to work.
Exactly. And, like, even, like I mean, it's crazy. I remember my...
Mind you, I could use a little more bike riding than I'm currently doing, but I shouldn't have a politician telling me.
Yeah. Well, like even in places like, okay, China, for example, the Communist Party people have their own store where they can buy things that the normal person can't buy. And like, I remember somebody, I think it was my ex-wife, had some cigarettes that were only for party members.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I guess they get a better breed of cancer or something. I don't know. But it was just kind of like...
Smoking's a real thing in China.
Oh, yeah. I think it's, you know, a national Olympic sport there. I don't know. But the thing is...
No hot boxing.
But the thing is like, yeah, people complain about capitalism all the time because it's, quote, unfair and unequal. But, you know, I've never seen more inequality than in socialist and communist type systems.
Right. And you know, they worry about the wealth cap, but, you know, that's the thing is...
Well,
socialism isn't good at equality anyway.
Well, I had an argument with somebody recently, and my point was like, hey, look, in the evil capitalist West in America, if you are a, quote, socialist, what the heck is stopping you from getting together with a bunch of like-minded people, going out to Montana or someplace, and setting up your own little commune, which many people have done?
Yeah.
Or
just starting a restaurant that is, you know, with socialistic values.
You are free to do that. The only problem is, like, if I was, like, living in, I don't know, Cuba, could I get with a bunch of like-minded friends and start a capitalistic enclave? No, they'd call me the black market, and then they'd arrest me and probably, you know, torture me to death.
Right, not going to happen. It's going to be very, very bad news.
But they have a literacy program.
they do. And they supposedly great medical.
As long as you're reading Karl Marx and...
believe. I got told that over and over again when I was in Havana. We have great medical. Well, I don't have any evidence that that's false.
Yeah.
But being from Sarasota, Florida, where where America comes to die, I can tell you that... America has some pretty good medical stuff, too. Not cheap, but we've got it. By the way, if you wanted to get to the kind of democratic socialism that Sweden has, you'd have to cut your corporate tax rate. That's even after the recent reductions in the corporate tax rate in the United States that still have to be cut to lower. And this is another thing the leftists don't get, is the corporate tax rate in the United States is some of the highest in the world.
Yep.
But it's the corporations that are doing things. And, I mean, it's just become a buzzword. They don't even know what they mean. They hate business, not corporations. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Dave.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can't say nobody lets you get your voice heard, because Free Talk Live certainly does. 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. I want to tell you about before we get on here with the differences between Sweden and the United States. I want to tell you about the AnyPay Ambassador program. If you want more businesses using Bitcoin Cash and Dash, well, with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses made in cryptocurrency, if you set them up. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash, and you made it happen. So receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPay.inc. Excuse me, AnyPayInc.com. That's a really important distinction there. AnyPayInc.com. AnyPay is on the cutting edge of cryptocurrency acceptance, and the guys over there are heroes, in my opinion. AnyPayInc.com. So going on here with the socialist Sweden and free as a bird United States, just some things here. We just recently saw, in order to be as socialist as Sweden, the United States would have to cut its corporate tax from the already cut rate that we just had.
And our bikini teams would have to be hotter.
I don't know. The United States can probably compete in the bikini team realm, I'm guessing. Sweden is known for it, but I don't know what a bikini team does, by the way, except look hot.
I don't know. Greta Thunberg's not on it.
She is not.
Sorry.
America would need. Did you see that they have a spokes? There's a new sort of anti-global warming spokes child out there. They brought one in now to combat the Thornburg phenomenon.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we need children telling us how to live.
This is the part of this that disturbs me, is that, a little girl has anxiety because her parents have scared the heck out of her when it comes to...
I know, I feel bad for her.
And suddenly the world needs to pay attention. And Trump's a bad guy for pointing it out or something in his, usually coarse way. So, whatever. To me, it's just so odd that... Like, so what if a child is addressing the UN? Like, the idea that she's getting in there, oh, well, great, let's put a 12-year-old in charge of NASA. Let's put a 12-year-old in charge of the Navy. I mean, why not do all of this stuff? If 12-year-olds speak with the wisdom of God, for God's sakes, why have we been wasting 12-year-olds up to this point?
I would have been up for that job.
Right.
I remember putting, the basement, turning it into the bridge of the Starship Enterprise, with rearranging the furniture. I would have been an awesome NASA guy.
That's awesome. America would need to reform Social Security from defined benefits to defined contributions and introduce private accounts. So Sweden has private retirement accounts.
Yeah.
That it's mandated that you put money into, and defined contributions as opposed to the defined benefits. So, it would change the way Americans put money into the failed retirement scheme called Social Security.
Well, here's another question, too. How many people does Sweden got? How many people does Sweden have? How many does the United States have?
I would imagine it's at least a factor difference.
I think it'd be a little bit of a factor,
a factor, like, so 30 million versus 300 million would be my guess.
Right, something like that. So, I mean, that's another thing. You can do a hell of a lot more with, quote, social programs when you have less people to serve than you can... if you have so many...
10 million people in Sweden, so obviously...
Oh, okay, yeah. So there's 10 million Swedes.
Yes, indeed.
So let me see, 320 to 40 million Americans versus...
Big difference.
10 million.
But I think that the Social Security program, the idea of even reforming this to make a private account where you can put your money, this is the part that has always baffled me. I get it. You don't like the idea of people not contributing something to their retirement. You're scared that we're going to end up taking care of them. Fine. What about
me being able to not put my money into the Social Security Administration, but instead having my own account that I can control like an IRA. Please? Because currently the Social Security, you know, like I'm projected to get something like a 0% return.
But you're just a dirty pro who can't handle.
That's right.
Yeah. That's Michael Bloomberg, you know, he knows that you're going to drink that 24-ounce.
Michael Bitcoin. Bloomberg isn't going to rely on on Social Security when he retires.
Oh, no.
If he
neither is Bernie Sanders.
No. By the way, the Bloomberg zing against Sanders is an awesome one. It's only in America could the most popular socialist be a millionaire with three houses.
I heard he was kicked out of a hippie commune because he was too lazy.
I don't know. Maybe that's the case.
I keep seeing that on Facebook, you know.
That may be true. It would have been a long time ago, but Sanders has been in the public life for a very long time. He's been a government employee, a politician for a long time.
Yeah.
Going on, the U.S. would need to adopt a comprehensive school voucher system where private schools get the same per pupil funding as public ones. And this is really important. If you start a charter school, you're going to get something like a third of the amount of funding that the government school gets. And, you know, say what we want about that. That's just not competition. It's nodding towards competition, but then it's setting up the playing field so that it's unfair. You were a public school teacher. What do you think about charter schools?
Mixed feelings. It's like this. I didn't work at them because they didn't pay enough.
Right.
It's a very complicated issue. All I know is that having a federal Department of Education hasn't really done much for our education except make it worse. We sent men to the moon, split the atoms, and basically created the modern world with people produced from a public school system that didn't have government control from Washington, D.C. And then so all of a sudden in 1979, they create a Department of Education and everything has gone downhill
since. Everything.
Yeah, so I'm a free enterprise kind of guy, and I was having a really good discussion with my neighbor who is still a teacher, and he's a lot more liberal than I am on that term, but we both kind of agree that when you deal with education, you can't look at it the same way you look at, say, the auto industry or any other kind of business where you have the product as, where you can really quantify things, because you are dealing with human beings and you're dealing with education of a child, and the question is are you there to help him achieve his goals in life, or are you there to indoctrinate the person?
There seems to be plenty of the indoctrination going on these days.
And
it seems like the education system...
It's such a complicated issue. Yeah. I can't get it.
It seems like the education system from the bottom, from K through 17th grade or whatever they're going to...
I would homeschool.
It's all socialist.
If I had a kid, I would homeschool him, though. Just FYI.
Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Bernie Sanders will swing through North Carolina, Virginia, and Massachusetts in the next 3 days. Elizabeth Warren will make stops in Texas and Arkansas. Amy Klobuchar will be in Tennessee and Virginia. The South Carolina primary is just 2 days away, but the race is going national as candidates pivots to the 14 states that vote on Tuesday. New York billionaire Mike Bloomberg has sought to bypass the traditional early voting states, including South Carolina, to focus exclusively on the Super Tuesday states. Health officials are continuing to work to contain cases of COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus that originated in China. More than 81,000 people have been sickened and at least 2,798 have died of the coronavirus since the start of January, with only one confirmed case and no deaths in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about the difference between the United States and Sweden's. It's held up. Sweden's held up by so many of the folks on the left as a paradigm for this democratic socialism. And the folks over at the American Enterprise Institute are laying that idea to rest. It's just not so. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Go to bitcoin.com. Find out all the information you need in order to figure out this whole cryptocurrency thing. I think cryptocurrency is poised to move upward. Here is the reason. We're seeing people fleeing the stock market because of the coronavirus stuff happening. Whether you think it's a good idea or not, that's what's happening. It's the reality of it. And that money has to go somewhere. It's going to go into liquidity. It's going to go into gold. And it's my opinion, it's probably going to go into cryptocurrency too. Now, this is a prediction by a talk show host, one that's been right a couple of times, but a prediction nonetheless. You should know what cryptocurrency is. I'm not telling you to go out and buy it, although some experts will say that you should have 10% of your portfolio in cryptocurrency. But if you do, the place to start is Bitcoin.com. You can go over there. You can find out what cryptocurrency is. You can get a wallet, which is an app that allows you to possess it and trade it. You can buy cryptocurrency, Bitcoin Cash, right there at Bitcoin.com. They make it easy for you. All the things you need to know. Plus, they're the latest and greatest news at Bitcoin.com. Get started there. So the real story of the Swedish model and Sweden's move away from socialism here is quoted, laissez-faire economics turned Sweden from a poor backwater into one of the richest countries on the planet. Then Sweden did experiment with socialism briefly in the 70s and 80s. This made the country famous, but it almost destroyed it. And learning from this disaster, the left and the right have, in relative consensus, liberalized Sweden's economy more than another country. Now, liberalized in this case, when you're talking about economics, means fewer government restrictions. Even though it is still far from its classical liberal past, Sweden's history is worth remembering when, as shown in a recent Pew poll, 42% of Americans expressed a positive view of socialism. 42% of Americans. Now, this is a country that was in a Cold War with socialism just a few decades ago. In fact, 15% of self-described Republicans have a positive view of socialism. That's easy for them. They've never experienced it. At the same time, another poll showed that no more than 9% of Swedes call themselves socialists. So astonishingly, it seems that there are fewer socialists in Sweden than in the GOP. And I think it's I wonder how many socialists there are in the American college system as professors. Because this is where I think it all comes from, is that, you know, the government school system is by its nature socialist, and the best socialists are teaching at the highest levels. And you got your teaching degree. Did you have to modify the way you answered questions to get better grades?
In certain places, yes.
Yeah.
Especially in the education department. I'm not gonna berate the entire education professorship, but there were a certain type of people that I ran into in that particular academic setting that were different than, let's say, in the history department. And I didn't really fit in. I didn't really get along very well because I was a little bit more...
Yeah, the history department and the education department are going to be entirely different kinds of students.
Yeah. So... And I'm one of these folks that believes that the John Birchers were completely right.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I'm interested in
them. Well, you know, it's like there's the conspiracy theory that basically the Soviet Union and the KGB tried to infiltrate academia, and I believe that's true. You look at who, you know,
Well, the effect seems to be successful.
Where is Bill Ayers today?
I don't know.
He's in charge of the education program at University of Chicago, last I checked.
Okay.
And Bill Ayers, who is Bill Ayers? He was one of the guys who was blowing up police stations back in the 60s as a member of the Weather Underground.
It's like the more elite the colleges. University of Chicago, by the way, is elite as it gets. You know, it's not an Ivy League school, but that's because Ivy League schools are defined as a sports league or as a school that existed prior to the Revolutionary War. And obviously Chicago didn't exist prior to the Revolutionary War. But University of Chicago is what I call an Ivy League equivalent.
Right.
And I wish we had a better term for than, you know, all those syllables lined up. But no one's going to say that Berkeley...
Mm-hmm.
Isn't on the par with Columbia,
right?
And where does MIT fit into this? I mean, you know, it's this is probably one of the top three most revered universities in the world: Oxford, Harvard, and MIT.
Well, you judge a fruit by its trees, and you look at. You judge a tree by its fruit, and you look at like what is being produced out of our universities now versus 10, 20 years ago.
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, and I mean, hey, I've been off the U.S. mainland for the last 15 years.
Do you miss it?
Not at all, because I look at video and listen to what's going on over there. And I even talk to people back there, and I see what's going on college campuses, and I'm like sitting there just mortified,
flabbergasted. Yeah.
You know, and it was kind of funny because one time I was invited to a Communist Party meeting at Wayne State University. I was taking some graduate courses there, and the lady who was attractive, so that's why I went. You know, I said, "Hey, would you come to this meeting?" I'm like, "Yeah, you sure?" So I went, and I was interested. It was interesting because the two subjects that were for discussion was, A, how much money is our socialist bookstore making this quarter, which I kind of snickered at, you know. But then
capitalism.
And then how many of us capitalists are they going to have to kill when they take over?
Who's they?
They were actually sitting there.
How many capitalists will they have to kill? Okay.
Yeah. How many? You know, like how? And then. So you look at the Project Veritas thing, and you hear like the Bernie Sanders people in Iowa, who run the campaign, talk about gulags and how they're a good idea, and you just go, okay.
But they can't put together a caucus.
Yeah. So you know, it just. It seems like there's been a demoralization that has gone on where there has been some sort of, you talk about Russian interference and all that. I think that, yeah, back in the 60s and 70s, there's been a infiltration of academia, and I think that we're seeing the fruits of that. But that's just a conspiracy theory that I subscribe to.
Yeah, I don't have much hope for this country when it comes to the future. And the reason is because at this point our top universities are not producing, and like they're markedly trying to not produce top graduates. So, I mean, where is it going to come from? What's going to happen? I don't think America is going to be holding its top place in the world for much longer. And that's because at this point, graduating the best students that you can graduate is a racist act. And the top universities have decided, well, we just got to do some stuff. And as China is graduating nearly a million engineers, mm-hmm. The United States college student can't figure out which bathroom to use. They're arguing there need to be 47 different bathrooms, you know, or whatever the number is. And if they don't
opportunity
get their way,
for plumbers, though,
it's right. Well, yeah, it may be a great place for plumbers in the future. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. I could probably squeeze you in if you call. Oh, there's a couple on the line. Huh, just that fast. The number, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Dave.
And before we go on, I want to tell you about a Divi. So Divi is a cryptocurrency. It's spelled D-I-V-I. And their next generation wallet is coming. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. You'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi and Bitcoin and government money right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. As a matter of fact, Ian, who wants to make sure that I'm saying things exactly correctly on the air, and no one can blame him for saying that, has said that the 40% number in increase in Divi that I was quoting was probably somewhat misleading, and in fact, Divi's value against the U.S. dollar has gone up tremendously in the hundreds of percent in the recent past. So there you go. Take that for what it's worth. There's no guarantee that any gains that have made in the past will remain nor in the future, but it looks like Divi is a project worth getting involved in. You can find out more by going to diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I, diviproject.org. They'll be in 200 countries, including a relationship with Western Union. Divi Project, D-I-V-I, project.org. Dave, hold off on your quote here. I want to get to these calls, and we'll talk to Chadwick calling in from West Virginia. Chadwick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I just want to talk about the current Trump administration.
Yes, feel free.
Well, I do not support the administration at all. I think the foreign policy is all messed up. I think the domestic policy is all messed up. I just cannot.
Well, what about the foreign policy bothers you? Because I kind of like him for the foreign policy.
Yeah, me too.
Personally, I don't agree with the him pulling out of Syria.
So what do you think the United States military was going to do in Syria that was going to be positive?
Well, I mean, when you think about it, we spent a lot of money there already, and we just pull out, and we pretty much just destroyed all the work we've done already.
Is that the sunken cost fallacy in economics that, you know, continue to throw good money after bad?
Wow. Well, I can sandbox myself. I do not think that my time was well spent. You know, I was in the first Gulf War, and that was a based on a bunch of lies, and it was and a lot of good people died on both sides. I mean, you know, we killed 100,000 Iraqis. I mean, hey, even though they were on the opposite side, was it worth it?
Yeah, what's the value to that?
You know, I was 18 years old, floating around in the Persian Gulf. Possibly, you know, waiting to, you know, get
anything could happen at any time. You know,
and then on top of that, I mean, like, you know, what for what? I mean, we can get oil here in the United States. We are getting oil here in the United States now because Trump has allowed us to start drilling for it. And we're actually a mass exporter, so we don't need that region anymore. And the thing is, the people in that region have been killing each other and fighting each other for thousands of years. Jesse Ventura made an awesome quote. He said that one of the reasons why, Columbus went west looking for China, a route to China, is because the Middle East was so screwed up that it made trade harder, you know. So I'm thinking, why should we spend our blood and treasure, and why do we have 28 veteran suicides a day because of Syria? I mean, God help the Syrian people, but they have a, who are we to choose their leader?
Ultimately, we'd be far better off letting the Syrian people move to Detroit, you know, that want to move there, than, and setting it up so they have some kind of free market solution as opposed to sending a whole bunch of troops over there. I have to agree with you on that. You wanted to read a quote here, and I want you to get the chance to do that, and then we'll get to David, who's calling in.
Okay. So this is sort of my thoughts on it describes the left very well, in my opinion. This is from C.S. Lewis. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. They may be more likely to go to heaven, yet at the same time likelier to make a hell on earth. This very kindness stings with intolerable insult. To be cured against one's will and cured of states which we may not regard as a disease is to be put on the same level as those who have not yet reached the age of reason or those who never will, to be classed with infants, imbeciles, and domestic animals.
I find C.S. Lewis to be somewhat loquacious, but at the same time, he was, you know, really one of the greatest authors in the 20th century. I've read quite a bit of his work and tend to agree. That's one of the reasons I wanted you to read the quote tonight. Also, want to thank Craig the Free Stater for amping the program. If you want to amp Free Talk Live so that, ideas that just don't get heard on the radio elsewhere and the idea that you can speak freely are available, go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Craig, the Free Stater. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
So-called minister, Mark Edgerton.
So-called minister.
So-called minister. C.S. Lewis, I can't even listen to... A good project would be to rewrite in modern language what he's saying and then and then those of us with simple minds could enjoy it too.
He's, again, loquacious, and I almost feel his quotes have to be read as opposed to heard, but, you know, that one I went through and I'm like, yeah, I think we could do it.
Right.
I mean, you get the general gist. There's no more tyranny greater than the tyranny that some lunatic is going to shove down your throat for your own good.
Well, like Michael Bloomberg, you can't have a big gulp because it's bad for you.
Right. There you go. You just, congratulations. You just took my suggestion and paraphrased what he said, and it worked. But anyway, so I heard you mention language of Bernie Sanders. You used the word gulags earlier, and this ties into your universities and such like that. And so let's take real-life situation. First of all, these aren't conspiracies. These are tactics that they're using. You know, don't be fooled. They are doing these things. You know, and if you want a real-life example, I'm fighting for the next number of months or years to keep myself out of prison. The University of New Mexico, University of Chicago, or whatever it is, where they hand these people, their operators, their special operators on the left, they hand them these university jobs so that they can have a higher than normal income while or after they're done being a mercenary. And then they, they use their radio stations, for instance, and their public TV stations and their newspapers as their propaganda arms.
Platform.
And then
when they can't handle dissent, they freak out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, they not only freak out, they freak out and they call the SS. They have a private police force. The universities all around this country all have their own police force. In this case, it's mm-hmm. the University of New Mexico Police Department. Okay? And so when I insist I have a right to speak like I'm speaking right now, when they invite people to call in, but my voice doesn't happen to be, LGBT friendly or whatever else is, on their agenda, if I have something that's contrary to their agenda, so they tell you, don't call back, you're not welcome. Well, you know what, I got a right, so I call back. So they call their special operators and have me, if I was in the city, they would have literally arrested me, but they sent me a summons, and now they want to put me in prison for 4 years because they charged me with four different counts, harassment, stalking, all that stuff. So they want to put me in prison for 4 years for insisting that the First Amendment and the 14th Amendment apply to me. And now a prison is kind of like a gulag. So if a university, which is full of communists, succeeds in having their secret police or their not-so-secret police come and arrest you and take you into court to put you on trial...
it's pretty obvious you need some re-education, David.
God bless you, brother.
The numbers. Go to freetalklive.com. You can sign up there for our newsletter. We'd love to have you on the list. It's freetalklive.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.